Hello and welcome to our case study series for Chapter 2, an introduction to careers in the psychological sciences. My name is Dr. Nancy Hoare. I'm a registered psychologist and a senior lecturer in the School of Counselling and Psychology at the University of Southern Queensland. We are going to present some scenarios that represent typical career questions that prospective or current students may have about studying psychology. My colleague is Dr. Jennifer Luke, who is a career development practitioner with USQ's Careers and Employability Service. And Jennifer's also a researcher at USQ.
Hello, Nancy, and hello, everybody.
Thank you, Jennifer, for joining us. The people in the case studies are fictitious and all the names are pseudonyms, but the issues presented are drawn from real issues that have been presented by people who have sought careers counselling. So this case study is focusing on Ben. Ben is 32 years old. He graduated 5 years ago with a Bachelor of Education, secondary. So he's been working as a high school teacher with a specialty in disciplines of maths and history. Having spent time working with his students and the wider school community, Ben has realised that though he enjoys teaching, he's also become very aware of the psychological support needed by many of his students and their families. He's spoken to his school guidance counsellors to learn more about their work. So Ben is now at a stage where he's considering further study in psychology or counselling. He is aware that he needs to be prepared for a number of years as a student again, and so he's currently seeking clarity on the study requirements as well as career pathways. So Jennifer, career development-wise, how would you assist Ben?
Thank you, Nancy. In Ben's case, this is a case study that is a regular conversation that occurs with a lot of students and career counsellors around that psychology or counselling, which way do I go? And with Ben, talking to him about his motivations, his interests and his career goals is essential as a first step. Because we need to find out, does he want to become a school-based guidance counsellor, such as with those that he's been talking to within his school? Or is it that he is looking more at becoming a counsellor in general within community, or an educational and developmental psychologist, or a general clinical psychologist? In any of these, there will be substantial study required, which he has already said that he's aware of. But it's important for Ben to identify his motivations, his interests and his career goals first, then begin occupational research into each of these areas, each of these occupations that he's thinking about to discover what aligns best with him. So if he's going to be looking at doing further study, he wants to make sure that he's studying the right direction where he wants to go. So he needs to identify job trends and prospects in each of these areas. What are the qualifications required in schools, for example, if he decides to pursue to become a school guidance counsellor? He needs to also look at the opportunities in his geographical location and any other personal responsibilities and influences. So in Ben's case, he has an idea about what he wants to do. So he has mentioned he wants to support both students and their families in that psychological support. And he is a qualified school teacher, a high school teacher. But what he needs to do is first understand himself and then conduct occupational research. That's the steps that Ben needs to do first, because then once he knows what he wants to do, and he's looked at what the opportunities are out there, he then can start looking at the university degrees and study options available. So if he does it step by step, he'll feel that he does have that control over exactly what direction he wants to go. He knows why he's doing it. And then he'll feel more confident about stepping into how many years of study is going to be involved. So it's definitely not diving in. It's doing those step by steps.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. I think that's really important to sort of step it out isn't it? So that Ben has a good understanding of himself and what his options are and, you know, what pathways he can take to make that really well-informed decision.
Definitely, Nancy. It is all a step-by-step process and it will just keep you focused and have the confidence in knowing why you're doing what you're doing.
That's a key thing, isn't it? So thank you again, Jennifer, for that great information. So be sure to listen to our other case studies for more examples of students investigating study and career options in psychology.